Answers Magazine, Volume 12.5, page 78, Speak Up, An Astronaut's Perspective on Creation. Zero and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis, on a mission to build, resupply, and to do research on the International Space Station. This announcement started Barry Wilmore's commute to work one Monday morning in 2009. Captain Wilmore was piloting his first shuttle flight. What an exotic job. But throughout his career, much more important to him is his faith in Christ, the Son of God and Creator of the universe. Barry Wilmore is a Christian. He feels strongly his calling to use his passion for astronomy as a platform to share the message of God's special creation and salvation offered through Jesus Christ. In his capacity as an official astronaut representing the United States, he must be careful what he says to dignitaries around the world. But he takes every opportunity to speak of Christ and his creation. He even gives behind-the-scenes talks, sharing his experiences and the wonderful affirmations from space of his faith. Wilmore explains to audiences that most people dream of becoming an astronaut, but few people plot a course to do it. He didn't either. Yet God orchestrated events for him to be selected by NASA in 2000. He attributes this tremendous opportunity to God's grace. Most kids growing up mention the idea once or twice, but nothing ever comes of it. But here I am, and I've had the chance to experience leaving the planet, he says. I believe in God's sovereign plan and purpose, and it's humbling he allows me to have this opportunity. Before joining NASA, Wilmore worked for the U.S. Navy as a test pilot, earning master's degrees in electrical engineering and aviation systems along the way. These qualified him to work as a shuttle pilot. Wilmore is a veteran of two space flights. He piloted STS-129 in 2009 and logged more than 259 hours, or 11 days, in space. His second flight lasted from September 2014 to March 2015. For the first 3 months, he served as flight engineer for the 41st expedition to the International Space Station. For the remainder of that mission, he served as commander of the 42nd expedition, totaling 167 days in space and performing three spacewalks during this time. But to him, the highlight was seeing Israel on Christmas morning, 2014. He loves to show the footage in his talks. When I was in space, I would wake up every day by 4:30 a.m. On Christmas, the Lord gave me a gift when we rotated right over Israel. It was the clearest day ever, as we flew over the Holy Land where the Lord lived and died for me. Although Wilmore was raised in a Christian home, it wasn't until he was in his 20s that he began to see the depth of Scripture and how the history in Genesis really does explain our world. The journey to learn and grow was set on fire, and I'm still eagerly learning and growing in his truth, he told Answers Magazine. Wilmore tells people that you don't need to go to space to experience the truth that God is the Creator. The all-wise, infallible Maker recorded how the universe came into existence. The Bible is true, and we can believe creation because of this fact alone. Yet, everything we see in creation, when properly understood, is consistent with this fact. Often I'm asked if I had a spiritual experience in space, he says. The answer is always no. I didn't have to go to space to know my Lord is the true Creator and everything in my life. You may not have to be an astronaut to share your faith, but it doesn't hurt. The visual aids are out of this world.
Teaching science biblically. Every weekend for 2 years, Bill Clifton loaded up the back of his little truck with an assortment of dissection equipment, preserved fetal pigs, microscopes, and lab equipment. He was headed to his part-time ministry teaching biology to homeschooled students. As his ministry grew, Bill and his wife, Mary Lee, felt God leading them to do this full-time. So, in 2000, they established Science Partners. They serve students in Orlando-area homeschools, Christian schools, and churches by providing elective science classes, field trips, and workshops from a biblical creation perspective. Bill was once the head of SeaWorld Orlando's education department, so he reveals a unique and fascinating perspective about the ocean and the animals that live in it. He and his wife even offer a 10-month marine science class for high school homeschoolers, which meets once a month on-site at SeaWorld of Orlando. Bill has a bachelor's degree in biology, a master's degree in science education, and a Master of Divinity degree. He and Marilee are also trained and certified Florida Master Naturalists. They teach classes on a variety of topics, from life science to physical and earth sciences. They care about more than imparting solid facts. Our favorite thing is to teach students to observe the natural world around them and to recognize the hand of the Creator in all of nature, Bill enthusiastically explains. Through our programs, homeschooled students can take 8 years of creation-based science classes. Marilee says Science Partners presents everything from the perspective that the God of the Bible created the world in 6 literal 24-hour days. In a matter-of-fact way, we teach the students that God's handiwork is evident in everything around us. Our focus reinforces Romans chapter 1, verse 20, that we are without excuse if we deny the Creator's existence, she says. Bill adds that pointing even one young mind to the Creator is a significant achievement, and it has a ripple effect. At this point, we are teaching children of former students, he says. We can now see our influence reaching another generation. Contact the Cliftons at sciencepartners@cfl.rr.com or visit their website at sciencepartners.net. Choose your own adventure. If you're ever in the Orlando area, you may want to consider one of the creation-based learning adventure tours offered by Bill and Marilee Clifton, founders of Science Partners. They offer day trips to places like Orlando Wetlands Park for birdwatching and Crystal River for snorkeling in wetsuits with manatees. But 2 overnight trips are unforgettable. The Florida Panhandle Tour begins at Florida Caverns State Park. While in the caves, guests see evidence of the Creator. The next morning, they head to St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge, where a professional biologist leads the group as they collect and tag migrating monarch butterflies for scientific research. In the afternoon, they tour the butterfly rainforest at the Florida Museum of Natural History. Here, thousands of exotic butterflies fly freely in a tropical setting. This stop also includes the chance to observe scientists at work behind the scenes in the world's largest facility dedicated to butterflies. The Florida Keys and Everglades trip includes everything you'd expect in an Everglades trip: an airboat ride through the sawgrass, a visit to Everglades National Park, hiking the Anhinga Trail, a visit to John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park, the first undersea park in the U.S., and snorkeling on the coral reef off Key Largo. Throughout these adventures, the Cliftons highlight the ways good science and belief in the Creator go hand in hand.